We're back. I'm Donna Cundy in the studio with Ben Gioia. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula. And yes, we are live on the IBGR Network, International Business Growth Radio. This is episode number 8, the 13-minute fireside chat, 4 steps to great storytelling on your podcast. And before we get into that one, 2 things. First of all, you can reach us anytime at influencersformula.com, influencersformula.com, because we want to be that mentor in your life, for your podcasting, for your book, for your words, for all things that have to do with becoming an influencer. We're your go-to, Donna and Ben, and we want to be a part of your journey, honestly. The other thing I want to say is, we mentioned in episode 7 about this being a case study, that this whole 13 weeks is your immersion into the influencer's formula. We're not only telling you what to do, we're doing it for you in front of you so that you can get it from all angles, the written, the audio, all of it. And sometimes that means that you get excited about, or you have a topic that you want to go very deep into. And if you were listening to the end of the last episode, we got really passionate. We said, this is the cornerstone. This is it. Episode 7 is it on the influencer's formula. The rest of it is, yes, you need to build around it, but episode 7 is it. And if you didn't listen to that one, go back and listen. But what you'll hear at the end is we ran out of time, and that's okay. We didn't even cover everything on the show notes, which you can go back and read, because it is the one. But as Ben and I were talking between the break here, what I said is sometimes it happens that way, but the promise you're making to your listeners is that you'll keep things at 13 minutes. They're setting their clock. You're not promising them that sometimes you'll do 14 minutes, sometimes you'll do 15 minutes. You're saying, I am the 13-minute mentor. I will tell you everything you need in 13 minutes. There's also show notes, and I'm available. And so we went over a little bit on the last one, and that's why sometimes it might happen. We're modeling for you the case study. But before that, I think that any other things on 7 before we go into number 8 here?
No, just Don, I'm so glad that you really broke it down to the promise itself, the singular promise, because mm-hmm. Life is a lot easier when you have the singular overarching promise, right? And then your 13 promises are under that umbrella, right? As long as you're taking care of the singular promise, you know that everything else will ripple the right way down the line.
Yeah, yeah. And those show notes become kind of your security blanket, if you will, or your safety net, I guess is a better word for it, that when there are those heavier topics you want to go into, you can put that in the show notes. People can read it. And if there's still a question, you become available to become that mentor, the mentor part of the 13-minute mentor.
Yeah, exactly. Beautifully said. Yeah. And 13-minute mentors are big fans of 13-minute fireside chats, right?
Yeah, why is that? Tell us, Ben. Why do you say that?
So I can be curious and compelling. No, because it's true. Because if you think about it, before there were cave paintings, there were fireside chats, right? Literally people sitting around the fire, figuring stuff out, making meaning, telling stories. Right. So you want to bring that energy, bring that legendary aspect of humanity into your podcasts, right? Connect with the deepest part of, you know, our ancestral humans and ourselves, which is all still bouncing around in our singular human brain together, right? So yes. Bringing that fireside chat into the aspect, into this is so absolutely important. And think about, you know, you as the mentor, which we keep talking about, your stories. Remember, you as the mentor, even if your story is about you, are casting your reader, your listener as the hero, right? As mm-hmm. the center of the story. So keep that absolutely in mind. And there is, hey, guess what? There's a formula.
Yeah.
So how to do this too. And Donna, can you take us through that?
Thanks, Ben. I'd love to do that. But before we do, in this idea of the fireside chat, I get a lot of, because we broadcast live on an internet radio station. And so I get a lot of podcasters, Ben, that will say, well, let me get my radio voice. And I'm like, no, please don't. I mean, you can if you want to, but you're not going to connect with people as much as when you come out and just be who you are. you laugh, you smile every time, because every time I start, my signature is to laugh. And I laugh because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm talking to the world and it just blows my mind. And I have a microphone story I'm not going to share right now, but it just makes me giggle every single time. And hopefully I come off as human, not my radio voice, which sometimes you'll hear my radio voice, but not too often.
My radio voice can be a little creepy sometimes. So,
yeah, people don't like it. So this fireside chat is not just about the formula. It's also the delivery of the formula, that it's okay for you to be you. Because you are amazing. And it's your experience that needs to come through in this way that you're speaking it. The components of the fireside chat, once you get used to not being the radio voice, then you will include in your 13 minutes, a 1 minute intro, about 7.5 minutes of content. You want to include a call to action for about 2.5 minutes and then an outro, like how are you ending the show? And most of the time we get all of that in there. Step number 7, it's okay. We went long. We did, the outro wasn't there, but you know, you want to have the idea of, yes, you want to have, who are you and in the, what you need to do. But in the overview, that's your breakdown of the 13 minutes. It's all kind of relative, but Ben, you know that there's words per minute.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a big fan of words per minute. I talk to my authors about dictation. Right, mm-hmm. Which is actually something you can employ for the podcast as well. If it's easier for you to dictate, right, follow your map, you know, to dictate your ideas, to create your show notes, because you can speak 1,000 to 1,500 words every 7 minutes. Mm. Right. So, for the podcast situation, average listening time, you know, across industries and topics, 12 to 15 minutes. So we choose 13 minutes. And this is absolutely something, of course, that we'd love to help you with. If we can walk you by the hand through this process, reach out to us at influencersformula.com, right? 13 weeks for your podcast, 13 minutes at a time, 52 total episodes, and you are an instant expert, authority, or thought leader, or all three, depending what are relevant definitions to you. And Donna, you said it perfectly before, right? Doing things authentically, doing things your own way. That's so important here, because part of, you know, what's happening through, you know, each of the intro, the content, the call to action, the outro, you know, is that you are in each moment with each story and each bit of information that you're sharing, you're positioning yourself as a unique expert. And, you know, only you can do this, because there's only you, and there's only you who's had these kind of experiences with the clients you serve, with your own life and the wisdom that you're bringing forth. So Donna, what do they need to do to, you know, do these, to rock the framework, shall I say? Like, how do they do a great intro?
Rock the framework. I love that. What I tell the hosts that are working with me as I coach them is, obviously for us, it's a radio station. So you want to have a station identification, and you'll hear me say that you're listening to, thinking Building Success Habits. That's my other show, Business Podcasting Made Easy, on the number one global business talk and news network. You hear me say that a lot. It's a station identification, makes it sound like radio, because it is radio. If you're not on radio, you just want to say, who are you? And you'll hear Ben and I do that at the beginning of the four episode series that we do. That's how we choose to do it, so it doesn't get redundant and we're not like stuffed shirts. But you'll know in that one sentence why you want to listen to us, because I've helped produce over 14,000 podcasts that have had over 300,000 downloads. Ben has written, you know, books that have gotten a lot of attention worldwide, internationally. You want to listen to us because, not because we're egotistical, but because we have some credentials, we've done it, we've done the work, and we're sharing with you. We're your mentors. We're a little bit further ahead for some of you that are listening, and we want to take you along with us. So you want to, right off the get-go, say, how will they be better off after they invest that 13 minutes into listening to you? Remember the formula, 13 minutes, 13 minutes, 13 minutes.
Yeah, and connect the dots. Like, tell them, this is why this is important. This is what this means to you. here's why you should care. Like, you can literally use those words, right? Yeah. Because don't assume people are going to get it. Make it easy for them to understand how you can serve and support them.
Yep. Yep. And then when we get into crafting the content, go back and listen to number 7 again. Look at the show notes there, because we put the components in there of crafting the content. But Ben, you want to talk a little bit more about what to put in there?
Yeah, just think of at least one story that you can put in each segment, right? Remember that you're delivering some kind of promise, some kind of call to action in each of those spaces. So what's one story that's relevant, that's applicable? It doesn't have to be long. You can tell a story, you know, in as little as 6 words, like we've said before as well. Just make sure to get in there and, you know, bridge that story and what you're teaching into a call to action that makes sense, right? That's the third part of this framework, right? And just keep it conversational, you know, help the person understand why, again, connect the dots, right? Paint that picture, right? Paint that picture as you're closing the loop with your outro, right? Because you want to be functional and wrapping things up the right way. And you want to have people be in a, you know, an imaginative state of possibility, right? Because they're, you know, what had been blocking them 13 minutes ago before they started listening to the episode is now out of the way. You've provided the transformation, and they know that they can do it thanks to you.
Beautifully said, Ben. Beautifully said. And I just want to add, with tonality and personality, we say fireside chat in this one because it is, I believe, so important. There's a saying in the sales world that people want to buy, but they don't want to be sold to. And as you are creating your persona and your podcast, you want to think about, people want transformation, but they don't want to be talked down to, and they don't want to be taught. They want to learn from your experience, and they kind of want you to take them by the hand, right? It's a real different feel than, and now you're going to do this because I'm an amazing person and you have to listen to me. No, we don't want that. We want to say your story is important, and you know, whatever transformation it is that you want is important. And I have a way to do that. So come along with me and let me share with you my experience in that. That's what we're saying here in episode number 8. The fireside chat, the 13-minute fireside chat, it's not about radio voice. It's not about being better than. It's about the 4 steps to great storytelling on your podcast so that you bring your listener along. And we're going to have to end it there. This is Business Podcasting Made Easy with Donna Cundy and Ben Gioia. This wraps up our 4. We'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.